Have you ever caught yourself deliberately delaying a task even though you knew you shouldn't? Maybe you had an exam coming up, but instead of sitting down and learning little by little each day, you woke up one morning realizing the exam is only 3 days away and you haven't prepared a single thing. You might have spent those last days until your exam alternating between panicking, stressing out, and guiltily eating toast with ketchup while watching movies on Netflix because your exam is coming up and you obviously don't have time to buy groceries. Well, at least you stayed up late the night before the exam to revise the material. Who needs sleep anyway, right? This doesn't ring a bell for you? Well, lucky you. This kind of behavior, referred to as procrastination, is something almost everybody does at some point in their life. While the avoidance of an unpleasant task is normal to an extent, it often occurs as a side effect of disorders such as depression or ADHD. Procrastination concerns all classes of society, both the high school dropout and your teacher at university, the cashier at your local supermarket, as well as the renowned neurosurgeon who's picking people's brains day in and day out. There are certain factors favoring the development of procrastinating behavior. You are at a higher risk to procrastinate if you feel overwhelmed by a task or your to-do list is too long. An inability to set priorities will leave you struggling to tackle bigger and important projects in time. Add to this a sprinkle of self-doubt and mistrust in your own ability to excel, and you will find yourself convinced that the only way to avoid certain failure is not to start a task at all. You will likely find yourself trapped within a vicious cycle of avoiding a task because it stresses you and being stressed about the ever-approaching deadline for the task you avoided. To break this cycle, you will have to realize one thing. You can't run away from deadlines forever. They will catch up with you eventually. And up close, they are a lot scarier than they are from a distance. If you catch yourself procrastinating, you should remember the following tricks. First, begin with the least attractive task. If you do the small and easy tasks first, you will only feel good for a short time, and then you remember that you still have the big, scary task to do. Once you start a task, you should do it properly from the beginning. If you make a half-hearted attempt first just to feel like you've done something, you will end up needing longer because you will have to go back and correct what you've done so far at a later point in time. Studies show that it is more effective to start a task in the first 72 hours after receiving it. If you don't do that, the likelihood of you starting and successfully finishing the task lowers to a whopping 1%. The best way to keep your deadlines is to set certain dates when you want to be finished. Make yourself a schedule with time slots solely dedicated to working on your project and alternate them with breaks. For example, you work for 40 minutes and then take a break of 20 minutes. Of course, you should not be distracted in your working time, so find a place where no one disturbs you and put away your phone and other electronic devices, if possible. Don't put pressure on yourself. If you start early enough, there is no need to. Break the big, scary tasks down to smaller, realistic ones. When doing this, organization is very important. To-do lists or mind maps can be helpful for a good organization. Once you completed a task, give yourself a small reward. This will motivate you, and maybe you work faster or more efficiently. And finally, set priorities. I mean, is it more important to clean your kitchen or to do your homework? Do you really need to wash your clothes right now? Or does it maybe make more sense to learn for your upcoming exam? Fighting procrastination is hard, but if you really try and stick to some tricks, you will manage to do so. There are many different types of procrastinators, and everyone needs to figure out for themselves how to overcome procrastination. And once you find out what you need to do, you will hopefully be able to defeat all the deadlines.